The Brazilian crisis is far from over in spite of a nationwide broadcast from President Dilma Rousseff. James Blears has more.
Many Brazilians were impressed by the address by President Dilma Rousseff. However, a magazine poll shows that three quarters of those asked support the strikes, which have not ended. Worryingly but predictably, the Confederations Cup soccer matches were magnets for protest. In the city of Belo Horizonte, where Japan was playing Mexico, trouble flared when protesters tried to break a police cordon around the stadium to be met with pepper spray, tear gas and rubber bullets. There were also clashes in Salvador, where Brazil was matched against Italy. This concentration of protest against the backdrop of soccer doesn't bode well for next year's World Cup in Brazil. In the capital, Sao Paulo, thousands marched against a new proposed law which would drastically limit federal prosecutors' powers of investigating crime. It's highly doubtful if the cash for votes scandal reaching up into Congress would ever have seen the light of day if this legislation had been in place back in 2005 when the corruption was first discovered. The proposed innovations by the president have been welcomed, but many argue it hasn't gone far enough. It also doesn't seem to have quelled the unrest and deep disquiet. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.